our first Community Impact Award recipient grew up all over the world. The family following her father in the Air Force, from Air Force Base to Air Force Base. She began her professional career working for Albertsons as a manager in Denison, Waco, Midland, and finally came to the center of the universe here in College Station. In 2002, she bought into Patterson Architects, which has been owned by her husband, Fred, who has been practicing architecture here in Bryan since 1983. With that partnership, she added years of customer service and marketing skills to the business. And in 1998, the company relocated its offices adjacent to the Bryan Historic Downtown into the old Searcy Clinic building. The building dates back to 1951 and features a low-lying Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired design, faced with Texas limestone salvaged from the Texas A&M University Memorial Student Center after the 1949 renovation. The company currently has 7 full-time employees and has an annual payroll of just right at $600,000. The company has been honored for architectural excellence in school design for both the Fannin and Bowen Elementary Schools in the Bryan ISD, and most recently received the Rotary Club of Aggieland's 2016 Service Above Self Award. Our award winner credits her success to the partnership with her husband and the company's staff. They love to help people reach their goals for design projects, whether it's offices, classrooms, or research spaces. The company's motto is "Making a Difference by Design." Reflects not only their professional work, but the difference they've made in the community as well. Fred is a member of the Rotary Club of Aggieland. Barbie volunteers with the club, and they're also members of the Brazos chapter of the American Institute of Architects. She serves on the board of the Brazos Valley Safety City, and her company has designed the houses for Habitat for Humanity for many, many years. Our honoree is also an active supporter and volunteer of the many local organizations, including the Bryan High School Choir and Band, the Brazos Valley Bombers, the Brazos County Youth Livestock Association, the KOR Education School, the Campus Crusade for Christ at Texas A&M Corps Cadets, the Civil Air Patrol, and they provide internships for students at the Texas A&M College of Architecture. Our honoree and her husband Fred have been married for 19 years and have eight adult children. That just gets me all nervous here. 8 adult children. At least they're grown between them. It is our privilege to introduce our next 2017 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Barbie Patterson with Patterson Architects.
I don't do well in talking in front of groups, but I'll try and keep it small. Number one, my staff is all here, and I like them to stand up, please. Without you guys, I don't know how I would be able to have the time to do what I do. And as y'all all know, in a small business, they become your family, and you just get blessed by them every day, and I do. I get blessed by them so much. Of course, some of my children are here, too. And, Ben, I didn't know you were here. You snuck in. One snuck in on me. But 3 of my kids are here. Would y'all stand up, please? And my son-in-law, too, wherever he went. There he went. These are 3 of our children. We have them, they're in different places in the in the United States. There, nobody's abroad right now, so that's good. And anyway, I relocated here about 20 years ago. In fact, it was on March 1st when I relocated, so that's tomorrow. And Fred and I were trying to figure out how to blend this family. We had to get the kids close to each other because I was in Midland at the time to see how this is going to work. And it ended up working fine, and it worked great. And we had these beautiful children, and we ran around for many, many years every day, all hours of the night, early in the morning. And so after the kids grew up, after they were grown, I had a lot of time. And so slowly, you know, I started doing things, and people would ask, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? I was like, yeah, sure. But I had no idea how much I had impacted the community that I love so much. Brazos Valley is one of the best places to be. I love this community. I love these towns. I love the people. I have so many good friends, and I just want to thank everybody that makes organizations in Brazos Valley that I'm able to help. I just feel very, very blessed. And, you know, God put me here with Fred, and we're just doing what we need to do to make this community thrive. And we just really enjoy it a lot. And so I would like to thank Wendy for nominating me, one of my good friends. I didn't expect this at all, and I'm just very, very, very grateful, and thank you all very much.
Our second Community Impact Award recipient for 2017 graduated from the University of Texas at Austin. Be nice. Just be nice. But now loves her home right here in Aggieland. After graduation, she spent 5 years raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital as a marketing representative and discovered a passion for caring for other people and getting involved in her community. After her time with St. Jude, she and her husband, Justin, decided to go into business for themselves and open their Spherian franchise in Bryan in 2008, located on Texas Avenue. They have added two additional offices in Brenham and Conroe. And over the past 9 years, their company has grown to 10 full-time employees with an annual payroll of $500,000. Their company has received franchise awards nearly every year since they've been open, including the 2008 Rookie Owners of the Year, the President's Cup Award, in 2011, 2012, 2013, the Sales Excellent Award in 2014, and the Service Excellent Award in 2015. They are 3-year winner of the Brenham Banner Press Reader's Choice Award for 2013 through 2015. Folks, that's a lot of awards. It really is. She credits the success of their company to caring for their 4 clients they serve. Their companies, their candidates, their internal employees, and lastly, their communities. It is with those 4 groups in mind that they guide every decision made. The company and its employees live by a simple motto: our job is finding people jobs. And when our honoree isn't doing that, she is busy at work volunteering and serving the community she loves. She currently serves as the Vice President of Membership of the Junior League of Bryan College Station. She's the past president of the Brazos Valley Society of Human Resource Management, and she is active in the Research Valley Partnerships Impact Group. And 3 years ago, she pioneered a community give back program that allows internal employees to give a check to the charity of their choice in the dollar amount equaling the number of employees they put to work that year. That's pretty amazing. In just 3 years, they've donated over $15,000 to local nonprofits, including Habitat for Humanity, Aggieland Humane Society, Hospice Brazos Valley, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, March of Dimes, the Junior League of Bryan College Station, and many, many more. Our recipient and her husband are the proud parents of three beautiful daughters, six-year-old twins, and a baby on the way. It is our privilege to introduce the second 2017 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Catherine Kleeman, with Severion Staffing. Thank you.
Okay, my husband told me to mind the time because I tend to usually talk too much. So I'm very, very honored to be recognized. I mimic what a lot of Barbie said, that this community I'm so passionate about. Yes, I am a Longhorn, but I did reference my husband's an Aggie in what I wrote. So we love the university and we love this community. We are so thrilled. Our opportunities to give back to a community that has done so much for us, we are so grateful for, and that's what kind of spawned why we do what we do. We are honored to be able to place people in jobs and help a lot of your local businesses continue to grow. We feel that's a huge part of what we do for this community, and we are very honored to do that. I also want to thank my team. I'll have y'all stand. The ones of you that are here, can if you'll stand, including my husband. He's a very patient man. We appreciate thank you. And then I'm honored that my father was able to join me today. I literally learned a lot about community service from him. To this day, he sits on more boards than I think I can even name in Montgomery County. So I'm very honored to have him with me. And a support group of friends. Again, this community has just done so much for us, and I cannot say thank you enough. This is a huge honor. And again, for those businesses that we work with on a regular basis, it's an honor to serve you all. And again, the candidates that we serve and my internal team. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, our third and final Community Impact Award recipient was born right here in Brazos County and graduated from Bryan High and Texas A&M. Shortly after college graduation, he began working for Bill Trainer at Wolf Creek Oil and Lube Centers. He managed both of Mr. Trainer's oil and lube centers for 8 years, learning what it takes to run a small business along the way. In 2005, he decided to go into business for himself, opening two Mobile One Lube Express centers in Bryan. That business, Tradition Oil and Lube, has served Bryan customers for over 12 years, earning a reputation for a very high level of quality service and customer satisfaction. He employs 9 full-time employees with an annual payroll of over $300,000. Our award winner credits hard work, compassion, and customer service for his success in this industry. According to him, his personal success comes from responsibility, so he began volunteering with various organizations to give back to the community that has blessed him and his family. Our honoree currently serves as the chair of the City of Bryan Zoning Board of Adjustments. He serves on the board of Fiestas Patrias Mexicana, serves as a member of the school board for St. Joseph Catholic School, is a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and is an active volunteer for the Read by Third program. In the past, he was also president of the Hispanic Republicans for Brazos Valley. He was a member of the Brazos County GOP Executive Committee, has volunteered as an English as a second language teacher for the Bryan Adult Learning Center, and served as a commissioner for the Bryan Housing Authority. That's a lot of serving and also running a business. He's been married to his wife, Marie, for 21 years, and they're proud parents of three children, Alina, age 14, I believe it's Ina, thank you, age 12, and Gabriel Jr., age 10. They are active members of St. Joseph Catholic Church, where he serves as the vice chair of the pastoral council. It is our privilege to introduce our third 2017 Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award winner, Gabriel Garcia, with Tradition Oil and Lube.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for this award. Usually, I don't get too many awards. I don't particularly look for them, I guess. You know, I do things because I want to, but it is nice to be recognized. And I give all the glory to God because it's only by His amazing grace that I'm able to be here. I want to say thank you to my wife. Can't believe I'm good. Thank you to my wife, Marie. You believed in me and trusted in me. And to my parents for their guidance and support my entire life. I share this with you. And I couldn't have done this without you. My faith and my family are very important to me. This community is important to me. In a way, I view this community as part of my family, as a member of my family. Living here all my life, watching the community grow, is a beautiful thing. Growing up, going to Bryan High, graduating from Bryan High, growing up here, have a lot of friends that we still keep in touch with regularly. And again, family. I always knew I was going to Texas A&M University because my mother made sure I knew that. Okay, and like I said, it's family. I see a fellow ag eco person man over there, Dr. Nichols. He was there with my mother. My mother worked there 33 years in the Agricultural Economic Department of Texas A&M. Retired there, and she's still working. And my father worked 33 years with GTE Telephone Company, retired. They're great parents, and they showed me what being responsible is. Hard work, dedication to family. I could not imagine living anywhere else. And as long as God will allow me to walk and breathe, I plan to represent my family, my business, my community in a respectable and responsible way. And I'd like to end, if you wouldn't mind, I don't know if this is, you gave me the mic, Glenn, so. I'd like to end with a prayer that I normally say when there's kind of a day not going so smoothly, or just any day. If you wouldn't mind, just bear with me. It's a short prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we place in your heart today our weakened nature, limited knowledge and understanding. Help us to remember that with God, all things are possible. Help us to receive the Father's affirmation and obediently live out His will for us, which is our true happiness. Amen. Thank you. Amen.